This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar today. He will inaugurate the new campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Nalanda district. The Prime Minister will also visit the ancient ruins of World Heritage Nalanda University in Rajgir, which has deep connection with the newly built university. Nalanda University is conceived as a joint collaboration between India and East Asia Summit EAS countries. The inauguration ceremony will be attended by several eminent people, including the head of missions of 17 countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that agriculture will play a major role in making India the world's third largest economy. The Prime Minister was addressing a large gathering at PM Kisan Samman Sammel in Varanasi. He said that the central government is committed to enhance the living standard of the farmers and increasing their income is the priority of his government. Mr. Modi released the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi, amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees, to around 9.26 crore farmers during the function. Speaking on the occasion, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the goal of the government is to increase production and help farmers in reducing the input cost, along with providing better price to their products by giving proper MSP. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that information is power and fake news can create disaster of unimaginable proportion. Addressing the officer trainees of the 2022 and 2023 batches of the India Information Service, IIS, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Dhankar said that as communicators, the IIS officers are the custodians of public trust. He emphasized that IIS officers are equipped to act as a bridge between the citizens and the elected governments. Congress leader and elected member of Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi has resigned from his seat in Lok Sabha from Wayanad Parliamentary Constituency of Kerala. Mr. Gandhi's resignation has been accepted yesterday by the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Union Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chaudhary conducted a comprehensive review of the operations of the Directorate General of Training, DGT, in New Delhi. He appreciated the efforts of the DGT towards reinvigorating and reimagining one of the long-standing skilling ecosystems and adding more than 5,000 institutions over the last decade. He emphasized that while ITIs have their equity, they need a renewed focus. Mr. Chaudhary reiterated the government's commitment to transforming the skill development landscape in India. He expressed confidence that focused efforts would significantly contribute to building a skilled workforce capable of meeting the demand of a rapidly changing global economy. The 18th International Film Festival MIFF for documentary, short fiction and animation films is underway in Mumbai. Today in the morning session, five national competition films, Memory Footprints, Will with Wings, Main Thansu Dar Nahi, Gandhi Baat, India Hopes 24, and two international films, Vignesh Kumalai, Against the Time, will be screened in MIFF. On the sidelines of the festival, panel discussions on leveraging documentary films to strengthen brands and promote CSR initiatives will be held. The open forum on websites, OTT platform, an exclusive platform for documentaries, and an exclusive workshop on animation and VFX pipeline will be held in the morning session today. The six-day festival will culminate on 21st June. A fire broke out at the heritage tourist spot of North Bengal, the Holong Bungalow, last night. As the bungalow was closed for tourists from 15th of this month, there was no report of any casualty. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. However, as per the staff of the bungalow, the tourist lodge gutted down due to short circuit. It was situated outside the core forest area of the Jaldapada forest range. Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra has won the gold medal in men's javelin throw competition at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the Super 8 round is beginning today. All the matches of this round will be played in the West Indies. The first Super 8 match will be played between the USA and South Africa today. India will take on Afghanistan in their first match tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.